Welcome, IDS family. This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, use code IDS, receive 33% off, free shipping worldwide, lifetime warranty.
Hey, Queen, she's getting kind of good.
She is!
Yay!
Yay, you!
Tweaked Audio.
Bitches.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
And she still does it better than Doc.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
And I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I can smell it.
Welcome to IDS, y'all. This is your man, Big B. What a pleasure it is to come to you all again today. Before I get into things that are coming up on the show, I got to introduce my crew. You guys know how that goes. With me today, I have the doctor.
Hey, hey, happy belated Halloween, y'all. All you goose and ghosts and goblins and shit out there. What's happening? Let's do it.
The holiday of the goose.
The holiday of the goose and goblins. All right. And it's still early.
Right.
We have Dama Gina.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Happy Halloween or belated Halloween.
And let me tell you what's not going to continue to happen. In case you guys don't understand, or in case you guys live in your own pristine world that is just guarded by bubbles that won't let anything harm you. Anytime a member of my crew is not here, y'all not going to keep calling me, asking me what happened, and oh my God. Hey, look, man, shit just happens sometimes. So without further ado, all stand and bow your heads. The Queen has returned.
Shalom. Benvenuto.
Hola.
And beans and disease to you too.
Oh my.
Jeez. Zoinks.
All right. So there you go. You got it? Queen's here. Relax. I understand. I did my best last week. Y'all know how shit goes. Relax. My crew's here. We are ready to serve you. Now, as you can probably already hear, I have limited voice because I made the foolhardy mistake of arguing with Cowboy fans yesterday. I was just trying to enjoy an ice cold Modelo, eat a couple wings, and relax on my weekend off.
Mm-hmm.
But see, Doc, this is what happens when you let refugees stay in your home when they not here paying taxes and doing shit. You okay. See what I'm saying?
All right,
Don't get your panties in the way. We're talking football here. Football refugees. People that claim other states' teams that don't got no allegiance or nothing to do with that mm-hmm. state. Mm-hmm. They are refugees. Get the fuck out of D.C. if you don't want to be about this D.C. life. Okay?
But you know what, though? Simple. I heard two Dallas Cowboy fans say something I've never in my life heard a Dallas Cowboy fan say.
What was that?
Man, we just suck right now. I mean, you don't hear this.
That's real.
That is a novelty. They were just like, you know, hey, man, you fucking suck. Hey, what can you what can you say? You can't really ridicule them. I mean, you can.
You could.
But, you know, knowing is half the battle. And just by them saying that, I was like, you know what?
You do suck.
I'm not even going to fuck with you, DJ. Yeah, you do. And there you go. Yeah, but you know what? I tell all Dallas fans, you're going to be all right. You are definitely going to be all right. Maybe next year or the year after. You suck right now.
And as Queen stated, and we not won in a good way.
right. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was... That was interesting. So this is the week of shock and awe. I'm putting it out there right now. Shock and awe. The Redskins will stun the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that because that's my team. I'm just there's this little tiny little thing that's just letting me believe. But. In that same breath, I will say this. We will beat the Patriots, and we will lose to Chicago.
Right.
That's just who we are.
Yep. I was telling somebody that tonight is the sorriest team that just fucking blow us out all the time. You know, and it's the good teams. We're hanging there to the sometimes we win, but we hang in there. Mm-hmm. It could be 3 or 4 points or whatever. It's always a sorry teams, man. It just fucking give us problems for some reason.
Anyway, but enough with this NFL nonsense. How you guys doing today?
Good.
How was your weekend?
Mine was pretty good, man. You know, Kayla wasn't really focused on Halloween. She has a birthday coming up the 11th of this month. So, you know, she's running around the house giving us hints. Mm-hmm. You know,
what does she want?
What doesn't she want?
That is a better question.
But you know, her grandmother got her a phone, a Samsung phone, a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So she's still high on that, playing on that. So, you know, that's a good thing. I ain't got to pay the bill.
There you go.
You know.
Happy
and
birthday.
I'm, you know, I'm proud of her. Until. I didn't think she was going to have a phone this long. I thought she was going to.
Until she started downloading and shit.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Then when that bill gets transferred, why don't you? I took care of the bill the first 6 months. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and take care of it now.
Mm-hmm. She ought to be flatlined.
Just look at that joint.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, yeah, I got a phone. Mm-hmm. No, I can't use it right now. I mean,
my daddy told me don't use it in school.
So I'm just going to go ahead and put it back in my bag, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what?
But there's nothing wrong with fake phoning.
As long as nobody knows that you fake it.
Fake to you.
Yeah.
Look, back in our days, it was the beeper.
Right, boy, you took the words right out of my mouth.
And I had the fake. I think I told you I had the fake beeper.
I did too.
I had it was my brother bought this car alarm that he never hooked up to his car, and it was like if the car alarm went off, it would page him. So I just took the page and just wore that motherfucker. Anytime there was some chicks around or whatever, I would just hit the button and go. Just my fucking.
Even though mine was off, all you had to do was cut it on, and it'd make the beep beep
exactly.
sound.
Exactly.
That's all you had to do was cut it on. Oh, it was. Man, look, I'm be right back, dog. I gotta go. Nigga, you ain't got no pager.
Yeah. So. Shouts out to faking it till you make it.
Exactly. Whatever. I had the SkyTel joint where it would like text you and tell you messages.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I moved up to that joint. That joint was nice with the three line little text joints. It was back in the day.
They let you cuss though.
That was.
Which was funny. And they and we'll talk. They would never spell my name right. I'm like, God damn it! Don't you have my account right there?
Right.
Like you can't just look up and see. Oh, this is her. Okay, let me spell her shit right and send a message. Nope.
They just thought however they felt like it.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Slim, wasn't it Christmas?
Like going to Starbucks.
Like, Queen may not know about this because, you know, she bougie. You remember, wasn't it Christmas? Like, anytime you had to get your beeper turned back on, and you would get that page and let you know it was back on?
Oh, man. Right.
That shit was amazing. Was
beautiful. I paid my bill, so.
Like I said, bougie.
Right.
And then my company paid the other bill, so.
Oh, God.
All right. Hers had money.
Right.
for.
Hey, you remember those big G.I. Joe phones when they first came out? The big gray, looking like
I
military.
I remember seeing
huge,
them.
Huge, yeah. You couldn't afford them.
My loot didn't start flowing that early.
No.
I can only admire from a distance. Mm-hmm. Okay. One day I'm going to have a bag with a phone in it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Listen, like, y'all old as fuck.
Damn.
That one over there giggling like, really?
What? I had no phone. I didn't even have a pager. That's why I'm laughing. Just like, I was just happy to be
able to. But you frequented the hustlers that did.
Excuse me. That is untrue. I was never.
Do you want me
hustler.
To put the business out there?
Whatever. Really? I have no business to put out there.
Where did you go to school, Jim?
Never.
Queen. What's the name of the club?
I went to Crossland.
What was the name of the club?
But before I went to Crossland,
where everybody
I went to
parked and there was the car
it?
Show
Potomac.
Going up.
East Side.
There. East Side. You want to talk to us about that? Okay.
What?
Okay.
Who told you that? I used to go that to that.
Do we want
to
stop memory lane right here?
Yeah, let's just stop
we
it.
We can stop it right
here. So my week
at the car show outside, as opposed to the show that happened inside. Okay.
Okay, moving on. So my weekend was super awesome. I went to karaoke on Friday and laughed at people, and there was actually some really good singers there. And then I got dressed up on Saturday and went to a Halloween party. So it was a really good weekend. I got to dress up and be different for a night, and yeah, it was good. I enjoyed my weekend.
You were a slutty what?
Oh, a sleigh fairy. Okay. So yeah, I sprinkled my fairy dust all over.
All over.
Oh my.
Penis
oh.
Nearby.
Wow.
Whatever.
You said you were a sleigh fairy. Okay, so what was the best costumes that you saw either online or in person?
There was this one girl who was a scarecrow, and for whatever reasons, I thought it was just the best costume that I'd seen all weekend. It was pretty good. And it wasn't slutty. Like, everything, I hate everything has to be, oh, you're a slutty nurse, you're a slutty this. Yeah, no. Right. It was cute. That was it. Absolutely. And mine, of course, was cute, you know, until I started busting everybody in their eye with the wings and I had to take them off. So, yeah, it was cute until then I just had on a regular dress and makeup on my face because I had to take the wings off because I was killing people. So, yeah. But that was the best costume I saw.
Great.
Who am I?
Let me see. Now, this is just from pictures. I saw somebody dressed as the Predator. She actually looked kind of hot.
A hot Predator?
A hot Predator.
Wow.
Kind of weird, right?
It is.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody dressed as a Stormtrooper breastfeeding an Ewok.
Wow.
You see, I'm trying to remember.
Some gigabytes, I wouldn't mind.
Creativity.
I mean, I'm just saying. This is all Facebook, Twitter.
Right.
Did
anybody see Jay-Z and Beyonce?
I did see that. That was cute, too.
That was cute. They did to come into America.
Yeah, it was cute.
Oh, okay.
I actually saw another on Facebook. A friend of mine, family, did their whole family. It was all of them. Like all the characters, well, not all the characters, but it was the king, the queen, prince.
Oh, it's cute.
And the guy that worked at McDowell's. And
yeah.
It was, yeah, I mean, they did it up. It was
cost, too.
I saw a little person, little baby dressed as Chucky from Rugrats. That was really cute.
Nice.
It really actually looked, he didn't put any little paint on him.
Did anybody see the Cat Williams baby?
Yes, that was
that
really cute too.
That was funny as hell.
Oh yeah.
There was a Willie Nelson baby.
I didn't see that one.
That one was really cute too.
Yeah.
It was a whole bunch of cute shit. So people are really creative.
Nice. And I think one of the funniest ones, sort of gut punch funny, someone somehow made a costume where they were a lady and there was like Bill Cosby behind him holding a drink like that, you know. And I actually was going to attempt to pull off Bill Cosby for, I don't do Halloween, but kind of felt it this year. And I was going to pull it off. I was going to try to pull it off, but just keeping a simple corduroy sweater. I was going to get a little low afro and just carry around a little coffee cup, whatever. But I didn't want to cut my facial hair off.
Yeah, that's a bit much for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't do it. So I left it alone.
Yeah. What'd you see, Mark?
It was a picture of one of those actresses. And she did, I think the lady's name is Jessica on Roger Rabbit.
Oh, it was
and
Heidi Klum.
She looked right. And
she did
she
Jessica Rabbit.
Just
yeah.
Like yeah, the character.
She did.
Man.
Wow. I just saw that picture. She did.
Wow. That shit. Yeah. That shit
she had
was
the
amazing.
Red hair, the side boob, everything.
Even her face looked yeah. animated.
Right. Really? The makeup. Yeah. Yeah. Everything. It was pretty cool.
That was good.
It was
that
a good was picture. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
All right. Someone asked me at work, you know, where are you for Halloween? And I said, I have the best costume on all. I'm a black man. In real life, I'm a 5'4" white man. But I dressed up as a black man this year. Did I pull it off?
Good job.
Well, all right.
And when you're drunk, it kind of comes off better because they were stunned like...
Wait,
what? They were like trying to see the seams.
Blackface?
Right, they were trying to see the seams of my outfit and shit. All right, you got to go now. So I will give the people downtown, and it was a mad fucking house downtown.
I'm sure.
I will give them credit this year because usually... By about one-ish, the costumes start to fall apart a little bit. And you'll get the random boob hanging out from the I attempted to be slutty, .. But everyone was intact this week. It was impressive.
Did you see any blackface?
I didn't see any blackface.
Oh, God. No, surprisingly.
I did not see any blackface. Smart. I didn't see, you know what? The yeah. last 3 years... The level of creativity has plummeted, which is sad. I would actually thought it was going to go up with social media gaining ground the way it is and people are being more in tune to social events and stuff like that. It's really gone down. And what's sad, what's gone up is the cheap box bought pimp outfit, the cliche slutty cop. Those are just becoming more and more, you know, whatever. And or the absolute epic fail of what you were trying to do. It was like those two were the hottest things this year. And it was kind of sad. I mean, it used to actually be fun standing at work and just being like, oh, that motherfucker, that was slick.
Right, right.
You know, but it was whack.
When you saw the Cat in the Hat or something walk by, that was interesting. Now everybody's a slutty something. So right, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I always say, Halloween is the one time of the year where you can, you know, put your freak or slutty, you know, quote-unquote, walk on.
And for women, I'm going to let that slide. For guys, unfortunately, I'm not giving you the same pass. Mm-hmm. I think guys that dress up as women... You're embracing Halloween as your one day to you
come
know just
come
test
on the closet.
Yeah.
It depends on the costume.
I saw one where I was like, mm-mm.
Was it a Caitlyn Jenner kind of thing?
Mm-mm. It was just mm-mm. Nope.
Wow.
And I'm glad that in a room of about 100 plus people, the unanimous decision was no, nope, sir, nope.
No.
You were waiting for the. You had like a calendar on your wall that you were. Right. Marking the days off for Halloween.
Yeah, he was practicing, huh?
Mm-hmm. You know, like, was it actually like a character or was it
no,
just...
No, it was just, I'm just going to put
a wig, dress, some lipstick,
I'm going to put a freakum dress on.
Oh.
Right. I'm not, I'm bald head. I'm a bald headed man with a mustache and partial beard. I'm just going to put this dress on, like a freakum, super short freakum dress.
Man, they were balls to the wall.
And I am going to embrace my tomorrow.
Right. <Wow. laughs> And I'm never coming out of this dress. You probably still got that jaw on.
Probably.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
I can't get it off.
And it was so funny because where I was sitting when he walked in the room, it was like...
This is not what.
And then I heard one person behind me say, "Do you see, dude?" And I turned around. And I was like, "He is not celebrating Halloween.
No,
he's coming out." And then it was like wildfire. Everyone just was like, "That's his thing. He's trying to come out." And it just like spread across the room.
Coming
Yeah, yeah, that's what the DJ should have started playing too. So put the light right on his ass.
That
was
that.
Oh, that would have been perfect. Hallelujah.
That's funny.
All right, well, shall we start the show?
Let's do it.
Let us.
Fucking poses.
Bestie, you know what I'm saying? If I come out the little loop, not that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hi.
Are you ever going to bury
What's going on, Doc?
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay.
Are you ever going to bury that sound bite, man?
Are you kidding me? Do you know how you hard you work to get that sound bite? That will follow you.
Ooh,
I will play that.
I see.
At your untimely demise.
Oh, wow.
No, okay, then. All right. Hey, y'all. If y'all remember, many moons ago, I reported a story about Casey Kasem's death and how his widow, Jean, you know, she trying to keep all the money to herself. Anyway, it's not going to work. Apparently, Casey Kasem had a $2 million insurance out on, you know, life insurance that my girl Jean, she didn't want none of the kids to have nothing. Not a dime. Okay, but anyway, a judge said, nah, we're going to go ahead and get these kids this money. She's pissed. And she looked, check this out. She was going to get the kids $1 million to split up. And she was going to keep the rest. How you going to do that? That man put the life insurance in his kid's name. How you just going to none of the kids are hers, by the way. All of the kids are like from about 3 marriages ago. Anyway.
I guess what I don't understand is if he put that policy in their name and that was that, why are we even wasting time in court? Why is that even... Why does the court even waste their time hearing these things?
Because.
I mean, I can understand if.
She's greedy heifer, pretty much.
Right, but still, though, I mean, it's written, it's signed, sealed, it's delivered.
She thought she
and
tried.
And it's done in advance to not have this happen afterwards.
She thought she would try.
And that's what I'm saying. The court should see that and be like, no, next case. Why do they entertain it? Why, you know, and especially all this time. That's gone past, you know. I just don't see.
I get it.
For those of us that do pay taxes, do we care about anything like that waste our tax money?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't care. I mean,
we don't pay taxes.
Oh no, I pay
refugee.
Taxes.
What?
Immigrant. Hey, what's your secret?
Yeah, what's your real good
name? Right.
Nine.
Oh shit, Gina Kala Albobi. I knew something was wrong with
her. I know, right?
Jean pleaded not to pay the kids because she's trying to say that they contributed to his death. So maybe.
But all kids contribute to the. I mean, isn't that what they like from birth? Don't you start working on your parents' death?
No, sir.
Not plotting to kill you, but just getting on your nerves.
Right. Exactly.
Stressing you out.
Just one nerve at a time. Don't.
Until you get on the last one, then that's it.
Okay.
See?
There you go. Okay. Anyway, the judge ruled in the kid's favor, so the kid's going to get the money. Gene ain't going to get a goddamn
thing. Gene? What? Her name is Gina?
Gene.
Her name is not Gina.
I don't know.
Gina, you're not getting a goddamn
thing. I know, right? You get nothing.
Nada.
She should have been nicer to the kids. See, now she's really
in nothing. Hey, I got a breakdown of what Kanye and Jay-Z want when they go to their hotel rooms. Okay, now it was a long list. I didn't write all that shit down, but
I think the list got shorter after they got married. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that could be right. Okay, Jay-Z
number one, bitches. Take that one off the list.
All right. Jay-Z wants his room at 71 degrees temperature. It's got to be 71.
Really?
Not 72, not 70, not 73. Okay, he wants 71 degrees.
And the sad thing about that is there's actually someone in there measuring the ambient temperature. And Jay comes in with his mink or his leather and doesn't know the difference. But because he know that idiot stood there until they got a 71 reading. Right.
He feels better.
Bitch just said 71 on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
There you
How
go.
About that? 71 degrees.
Right.
Okay. The hotel staff must provide three $80. I'm going to fuck this up now. Okay.
Hey, right. Thanks for looking out.
All right. Mayon Tiberose.
Okay.
What? That's I'm sorry.
Tiberose.
What?
Tiberose scented candles. Yes. What kind of candle is that?
Tipper Rosie.
It's definitely not what you said.
Well, what is it then, motherfucker?
I don't know.
Well, then, well, key to it is I
researched and got this ready before presenting it.
Queen, to an audience. All right. Anyway.
So he likes candles in his room, really expensive.
I would have just said candles.
There you go.
Well, you know, $80.
I understand.
Good job, Doc. All right.
Don't take this to the water cooler.
Take it to the water cooler. Take it to the.
Just take candles to the water cooler. Just take
it. Excuse me. How much y'all tip a Rosie send of candles? And a bottle of Moet.
All right. A no-no is do not vacuum near his room when he's in there. All right, so don't do that shit. Don't do that.
What?
All right. And two, do not ask him for concert tickets unless you want to be embarrassed. These are things that you need to know if you next to Jay-Z in his room or in the hotel where he is or whatever.
I'm running upstairs asking.
What about Kanye? Did Kanye just get left out of this list?
No, if you let me get
to you going ahead? Okay. You start off saying Jay-Z and Kanye.
Okay, Kanye requires. It was, man, they went on to the all these different types of liquors and all this old bullshit. But I ain't
right, this is the sauces. So you get the Cliff Notes version.
That's right.
I'm going to pick the four that I choose to write down. One of which I can't pronounce.
Right. I'm thinking some M&M's.
I wish you would have had the liquor.
Separated. Okay, I think the M&M's separated. I only want green M&M's. I bet you that's what he had on it. Anything like that?
I don't know.
I didn't get all the way to the end of the list.
No, I was rushing to get what I had. That's why I
took six of the top seven.
Continue.
Let me know when y'all finished.
We're done.
Shout out to Drew.
Thank
you.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, Kanye requires... I'm ready to fuck some old shit up.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Brian, what kind of speakers are these? Genelex 1031A speakers. Did I say that right? That sound about right?
Let me say okay.
Okay, we're going to roll with that. Okay, now these damn speakers have been discontinued about a decade ago. But you better get them in that.
You better have them.
Uh-huh.
How about you just travel with them bitches?
Yeah, how about that?
Why do you need speakers at a hotel? In your room? Like, what are you doing?
If I had a room with Kim Kardashian, I probably wouldn't want to listen to that bitch either, so I get some speakers in there.
Well, all right.
Okay.
My stomach hurts.
I'm sure he's not with her because of how she talks. So, come on. They're doing something other than listening to music.
My stomach hurts.
Not these days, they're not.
My ankles are so swollen. I am not sure what to do about them.
That was good, Nate. That was good.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, his dental floss has to be of minty. It has to be minty.
Mine does too, so I agree. With that one. I'm going to put a little check mark on that one.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Minty floss.
I thought
check.
They would have to
why
be.
Why is he not bringing his own floss?
Right.
Yeah.
Tight rope that? Walking wire gauge. Motherfucker got some teeth. You need to get a boy teeth.
All right. And he has to have his cereal, Kashi Goleen.
Okay. Kashi?
Kashi.
Kashi.
And why does he not bring his own cereal? Why do you need
so,
that?
So, out of the list of 20 things, you pick three things.
No, these were at the top.
Oh.
And his styles have to be black.
Thus, you cannot see the shit marks he leaves.
There
or
you
the
go.
Dirt on his skin.
And how dirty he was. Dirty
damn.
Boy.
Well, all right.
Not mad at you.
Damn.
Let me see. Rest in peace is in order to Fred Thompson. Y'all know who Fred Thompson is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Part of that Thompson clan.
Okay. Ex-senator. He was an actor on Law & Order. He starred in Die Hard 2, Hunt for Red October, and Cape Fear. He was a pretty good actor, though. But
even during his time in politics.
But the only thing about him, though, is he was always typecast. He always had that... authoritative figure. He was always like a law enforcement officer or like a DA or something like that. He was always in charge, but I mean, he always played the same type of character, but he was good at it, if you ask me. Yeah. It was pretty good, though. But, yeah, rest in peace goes Fred Thompson and all that kind of good stuff. Mm-hmm. Ew. Oh, Rick Ross, man. He was on house arrest for pistol whipping this dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, well, allegedly pistol whipping this guy.
Oh, he did it.
Mm-hmm. You were there?
I was.
She was in
I
the
was
corner.
In the back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that you were.
Yep. I was hiding in the booth in the back in the corner in the dark.
Well, yes. All right. You way back, huh?
We need a cut.
But anyway, yeah, the judge said, all right. Now, at first they were saying that, the judge was saying that he could go out, you know, to do business, go, you know, fly, go wherever he had to go, and bring his ass right back home. But now I think they done lifted it and everything. So my man, he's going to do a show in Chicago in a couple of weeks. So, where Big Rick Ross? But I didn't even know he was on house arrest.
Not too long ago.
So do we know why he was on house arrest?
AKA 4 hours.
For with pistol whipping the guy.
Oh, right. Okay. All right, proceed.
What is wrong with that half of the room?
I missed it.
Were you not here?
Mark, he's including you in this half of the room. Ignore him. This is what happens.
Ran through your soundboard. Boop.
Anyway,
so on this episode of Recap the Recap Queens, we're just going to take over this one.
Hey, boy, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, you forgot Rest in Peace Al from Happy Days. I can't remember his real name.
Oh,
I know, right?
He forgot.
The big nose.
Yeah, he passed.
Right. Oh,
okay. I always liked him. He was subtly funny.
It was something that he used to say. He had a little thing he used to say all the time, too. I forget it.
Get out of here, you mangy kids.
It was a
what does Scooby Doo have?
Right.
When everybody turned around, I was like, what?
I don't know.
The room just got smaller. All of a sudden.
Thanks for joining us, Queen.
She's bad.
I know. You're one of us. We love you.
For y'all look like, what? You thought about it for a minute.
You know, too, I'm like,
you all thought about it for a minute.
You got it. That was a good one. My mouth was open. Yeah. Well, that concludes my diagnosis. We got a lot more coming up. Y'all stay tuned.
Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your man, Rick B. And, yes. Even though we're in that lovely, holiday season. Wanted to do something for y'all, but guess who's not prepared? This guy. Wanted to do a little blast from the past, but things ain't working. We'll work it out here. Hold on 1 second. So, I got a bitch. It's not there. Love when files disappear. So anyway, we want to get into a little bit of the shout outs and feedbacks and stuff from last week. All right, so we had, before we get into responses from last week's question and have Queen chime in on that, Let's get into a little bit of the voicemails that we had.
Hey, crew. This is, I go by Mobile Greek. I'm the guy that left the code switching message that you didn't know who the hell it was. It was me. Anyway, hey, my man Big B, the Doc, and Donna Gina. Boy, I love that. Anyway, that question you had, it was interesting to me about the guy thinking about time. The time he should wait until pursuing a relationship with a woman who just got out of a marriage or is leaving her husband. I clip out the whole situation. But from my perspective, there is no such thing as a time limit or a span of space you need to give someone. It all depends on the situation. And instead of waiting on time, you should evaluate the situation. My whole rule about that thing is that you should understand both parties. I'm real dead set against double hearing one side of the story, because one side of the story is never good. If you cannot get information about the other side of the story, then you should hold off as much as possible, even forget the whole thing, because you have to know both sides of the situation. If a confirmation from the other side could be he's rushing the divorce, you know he's ready to leave, or he's already committed himself to another woman and he's dating someone else, then you know she may be available. But don't rush in for dating to be boyfriend status. Rush in to be a supporter. Support her in anything she needs mentally, financially, if you got it. You know, she might need help moving back and forth or something like that. Assess the situation with the children. Make sure that, you know, that you're not trying to be a father to the children, but you're just trying to be a friend. And if that blossoms into a romance, then, hey, man, go for it. But because you never know who your soulmate is. You never know who she is or who she's with or when she'll be available to you. So, like I say... I don't believe in time limits. Just assess the situation and always get both sides of the story. Always, always. If you cannot get both sides, then leave it alone and give it a lot of time before you even think about jumping to a relationship. I would say 5 years. Again, this is Mobile Greek. I love you guys. You do an awesome show. I check you out every day at work. I listen all the time, and I probably will start doing more feedback because I kind of like doing this. You guys have an awesome day. Peace out, Mobile Greek.
That was cool.
Hey, what's up, Mobile Greek?
Mobile Greek.
Hey.
Hey, we follow each other on Twitter. Good to actually hear that voice.
Right, right.
A voice with, or at least find out, you know, who it is that was sending us, because that was awesome, you know. You know, we ask, you know, so much for feedback. It's not like we, like, press for some sort of reason. We like to hear what's going on. We like to hear your feedback. We like to hear your thoughts other than, you know, our own personal phone calls when people call us and for some reason think that we want to talk about the show during work and stuff like that.
And at home.
Just send some feedback. We like to hear you. And we like to hear people hear you because it basically sparks conversation. And a lot of these topics that you guys send in are like serious things that people are going through and don't know the answers to or don't know how to approach certain topics or what have you. So that's why we like to hear you. So yeah, we actually have Mr. Mobile Greek. We have a spot that was open that was previously occupied by someone who wanted to dub themselves as consistent caller, but it's actually become not even inconsistent anymore. They're just unavailable. Mm-hmm. Unavailable call?
Random.
What the fuck?
Maybe I'll call
when
her
I feel
caller.
Like it. When I'm drinking, I'll
exactly.
call her.
Exactly. Later, caller.
Don't get it. But we love you all. So thank you. So, Queen, last week, as I pull my device back out, not that device. So, last week's question was, it was a gentleman, had a very long email, and I tried my best to chop it down without chopping out important parts of the email, but it basically came down to this. He has a friend. He was dating a person, and they had a very good relationship. through a misunderstanding, they broke up. But they remained friends throughout the whole situation. The female person that was in a relationship, or the female in the relationship, actually went on to get married and have another relationship. But again, throughout the whole time, they remained friends. About 10 years or so passed. And the female's marriage fell on hard times. And she kind of reached back out to him for, you know, just a friendship to kind of be there or whatever. And through that, they began to just talk about old times, blah, 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 blah. He says that, you know, hey, listen, you know, I know what everyone says. I'm very cautious. I'm not jumping into anything. I'm not expecting anything, blah, 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 whatever. But he just wants to know from us. And he did stress that we can't seem to agree on shit. But he says if we could get him as close as we can to a ballpark figure of an amount of time that he should wait before possibly pursuing her.
Didn't you just say 10 years?
Had passed. She was married for 10 years.
Okay, so 10 years. Damn, I'm just going to say, dude, look, the woman that you're talking about, just, I mean, don't put a time limit on it, man. Just be friends, have a good time, listen, you know, go out, hang out with each other, see what happens, let it flow. If it flows into something, super awesome. If it doesn't, y'all just stay friends, super awesome. But I mean, at time, no, come on, man. 10 years had gone by and she was married or whatever. So just, no, don't put a time limit on it. I mean, I would hope in 10 years you would have moved on and done some other things and you wouldn't have been interested still and it would have just been your friend. But, you know, but I mean, sometimes there is some emotion or something that's still there. But clearly,
I'm going to absolutely say that there's instances like that where
clearly
been relationships.
Clearly, there was, you know, that emotion wasn't there enough for her because she married somebody else. But,
yeah,
you know. I'm going to, you know, digress on that and just don't put a time limit. Just hang out with her. Have a good time. You guys become friends again. And maybe, who knows, you guys will end up becoming best friends again. And if you do, you never know. It may just, you know, nature may take its course or organically you guys will be in a relationship again. You know, if that's what it is meant to be, you will be in a relationship again. But if she just got a divorce, she's going through some shit anyway. You don't want none of that off the brick. You don't want none of that. So let her go ahead and do her, and you do you, and just be friends.
Okay. I mean, as I was trying to interject, not interrupt, you know, for sure, I mean, yeah, time passes and people change, but that doesn't mean there couldn't be something there. But again, if you check and it's not something there, believe me, don't put too much time and energy wondering where it might have gone. You'll end up driving yourself crazy and banging your head against the wall.
Did you guys answer this question last week? Or
yes.
We did. But mm-hmm. One thing that you brought up that didn't come up last week that makes sense is she married somebody else and she was gone for 10 years. So how strong is that connection? How strong is it for her? So that's something you brought up that I didn't think about last week that I think is a really good point. He might
well,
want to consider
mean, like
that.
He did say in his letter that they remain very good friends throughout even the time that she was married. They
she
never
still
lost.
Didn't choose you though.
It's not that she didn't choose him. They were in a relationship and
she didn't marry you.
Excuse me. They were in a relationship, and through a miscommunication, they broke up.
She still didn't choose you.
And they did not find out until after their breakup, and they went their separate ways. While they went their separate ways, she got married.
Afterwards,
what do you mean? You're making a point that has no merit. It's not the fact that that there was a choice to be made.
The point
at the
has
time.
No merit.
It's not
you,
the
she didn't marry
not,
you.
It's not. It wasn't on the table at that time. They were dating.
Maybe there's part of the you. Maybe you did the cliff notes for me. The, but
and
I mean,
and
I
I'm
can
trying
only
to and I'm trying to explain it to you, but you want to overtalk me. I'm letting you know that
I'm just interjecting like you were.
Absolutely. Well, okay,
me.
And I'm
not
interjecting now to say they were in a relationship.
I got that part.
They broke up.
Understand.
They went their separate ways.
Got it.
In going their separate ways, he went on to another relationship. She went on to
Understand.
Another relationship. During that time, after, you know, as time passed, mm-hmm. they bumped back into each other. Mm-hmm. They talked. They realized the whole reason why they broke up in the first place. It was a total misunderstanding.
Okay.
Which allowed them to now become friends again.
Okay.
Almost to the level of where they left off. But at this point now, she's already married.
What do you mean to the level where they left off?
It's like, it's almost as if no, as he says, there's almost as if no time passed. They just kind of, once they realize the reason why they broke up was not of either of their fault, it was just like, okay.
It was a misunderstanding. Cool.
It was a misunderstanding.
Okay, I got
so
that part.
It was almost like, oh, damn, you know, cool. So from that point on, they kind of picked up their friendship again. Of mm-hmm. course, they couldn't pick their relationship up because mm-hmm. she's married.
Mm-hmm.
But they picked up their friendship.
Sure,
so it's not like it's not like she had a choice of this guy or this guy. I choose this guy.
Mm-hmm. The, but you the, weren't, he wasn't around.
He wasn't around. So she went on with her life.
Right.
It wasn't
so
a choice thing.
But he still, I mean, whatever misunderstanding, whatever you want to lead, whatever flowers you want to put on it. But she's still married to somebody else. So you weren't chosen.
You weren't there to be a choice.
But I thought
to be chosen, you have to be an option.
My only question is, I thought you said they were friends mm-hmm. throughout the relationship. So if they stayed friends,
once they split, mm-hmm. she got married. They're not talking during this time. They split.
Okay.
She went on to a relationship. He went on to a relationship.
And they didn't start talking again.
They didn't
until
talk
10 years
until
later.
Years later.
Okay.
And they found. I think it was a year and a half, 2 years later. They bumped back into each other. They were cordial. They spoke. They gave each other the opportunity to talk about the situation that happened, only to find out it was a miscommunication.
I have a question.
My thing is, if I'm trying to choose what's for dinner, and it's between McDonald's and Sonic, but oh, there's no Sonic in my town, I can't choose Sonic because it's not available.
Sonic's always available.
Okay, so... Anyway, you can't choose something that's not available. You have to go with what's there.
Well, here's my question. If, let's say they, I mean, this is hypothetical, of course, but I just wonder, would she have chosen him if he was an option?
And we can speculate that all day long.
Yeah, I mean,
but
have her
10 years later, whatever they did have, you know, clearly, you know, their friendship stood the test of time.
But
so
she's
that
also on the
lie.
Rebound, too, though.
She's also on the rebound.
And she could be dipping into those past emotions
Absolutely.
Because of that
and this
rebound.
Is the, right, this
and
is the conundrum that we
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I mean, and I would just, I agree with you. I just think they should stay friends, and I just think there's something off about the situation. She's fragile right now. She's confused based on what you're saying.
Totally
and
agree.
I said stay friends. See
I
what happens organically.
I did not agree with that part of it. I just
no,
agree with the
I'm
part
of
you saying that she did, that she chose. I'm just interjecting, not interrupting.
Yeah, I'm talking about with.
Right. We all are.
Just be, I mean, just.
Yeah, just be friends.
You know what I'm saying? Just be friends. If it happens organically, then go for it.
I still try to hit it, though. Just this.
Mark.
I mean, just what?
No, you should still be trying to hit it.
As much as I want to agree with you, Doc, I honestly feel this is the time not to hit it because as
sure?
good as it may be,
like, you sure?
I mean,
if
you
interested in her, if you're not interested in her,
mm-hmm.
hit it.
Oh.
It's low hanging
yeah,
fruit.
Yeah, I disagree with the both
of you.
Just keep your penis away from her.
But
no.
if you really interested, I don't think I would do it.
Keep it away from every hole, please. No, that is going to make things worse.
Okay, so just be, you know, make it a platonic
if you're
relationship.
Gonna, yes,
and just talk on the phone and
platonic,
you know, and go out to restaurants.
You know, he needs to be dating someone else. And why didn't he get married all this time? I'm just wondering. But he needs to do his own thing and just go elsewhere.
That man's business?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just wondering.
Be married anyway.
Fuck.
Well, he all of a sudden now he all in.
Is something wrong with him if he didn't get married?
No, don't start. he's fine if he didn't get married. I'm just saying, why didn't he, you know,
maybe
find
the opportunity didn't present itself?
In 10 years, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But at the end of the day, I think he should just keep it moving and just be friends.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. When I was a single man, I didn't have too many female friends
back
that I was just
friends.
Fucking friends with. I mean, I did, but
you still wanted
it was
to have
probably
sex
because
with
I wasn't attracted to them. But female friends that I was attracted to, I tried my hand. I mean, most of the time, you know, I was successful, but you know, I just didn't have too many female friends.
But were they just friends?
Cool? Yeah, man. Yeah. Huh?
Were they friends or were they potentials?
Which ones? The ones that I wasn't attracted to, the ones that I weren't attracted to, or the, I mean, but you, and you know what too? There were ones that I was attracted to that kind of looked to me as a, like a brother, and I hate that shit. Because
you ain't want
to
be nobody's brother.
I ain't want to be the brother or the
you
friend.
You were in the friend zone, so
yeah.
There was no escape.
I know, but I didn't
nothing
want
you can do
that.
About that.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's where your place is and your role is.
And you can choose to accept it or not.
You have to just accept it.
Yeah,
there is no or not. You have to accept it.
Yes, the or not part is you and we'll be friends and you just going about your business. That. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's just,
true that. Okay. Friends or not.
Yeah.
Friends or nah.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, y'all can let me
you know,
out
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I think Mobile Greek hit like so many points on the head, especially the one that on the initial discussion and even on this one that none of us touched on, and that was the importance of not trying to be like a father figure or whatever to the kids or whatever. Just be everybody's friends. You know what I'm saying?
If they're working.
So,
I guess if they're working.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're working.
That was a very important part.
Do we know that if they're working, if she had children?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But.
Oh, you're saying just in case.
You know, yeah. That's.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Don't.
Do that. This shit is whack.
Yeah.
Just be you and be that person that you are. And,
yeah.
You know. And, yeah.
Yeah, don't take them nowhere. Don't give them no money. Shit. Don't do none of that shit. So they gonna cling to you.
You can be friends to them.
You
just
can
don't
be
have
nice
to daddy.
The children.
Yeah. What's up? Hey, man.
I don't even think they should see anyone else right now. They need time. Kids go through a lot when parents divorce. Those children shouldn't see anybody like anytime soon, especially him. You trying to bang their mom? Like, no. Keep the kids. I mean, she's probably not even listening, but keep your kids away from anybody for a while. And give them a chance to heal from the divorce. Kids go through a lot during divorce. They don't need to see anybody. No potential, no none of that. If it was not a friend that already existed, they shouldn't see anyone right now. They're going through a lot with their dad leaving the house or mom or however. So, yeah, definitely not.
So they're just going to see.
I agree, but I disagree.
Sticking out the house.
I agree with you, but I disagree. Because I know where you're coming from. And I think what I would... The only thing that I would probably differ in is they don't need to, like, exactly like Mobile Greek said, they don't need to see the wrong, or they don't need to get the wrong message, or they don't need to see the wrong person. Like I said, if you're trying to step in there and be, hey, let me step in your life and pick up the pieces, dude, that's not needed right now. What they do need in the healing process is a friend. You know what I'm saying? And if you can just be there, you know what I'm saying? And hey, guys, y'all want to hang out or y'all, you know, whatever, you know, it's a very, very fine line to tightrope walk. And it's a very dangerous line. But it's first and foremost, like Gina said, You got to take your dick off the table. That can't be an option at all.
Damn it, Gina.
It has to be. Thank you. It has to. That can't blur any lines. And like I said, if it's a thing of, you know, hey, the carnival's in town. Everybody, let's jump in the car and let's go to the carnival and whatever. Then cool, you know, be that and pound and walk away and call it a day. But don't don't mix yourself up in the rest of that, you know, Captain Save-A-Ho type shit. You know, it's not calling her a hoe, but you, just the cliches.
Term. I disagree too. Yeah, I think
just
he should
stay away from the kids in general.
They need their daddy and they need their mom to help them through this time. They don't need to see some outside dude taking them to the carnival. What if
those options aren't available to them?
Well, I mean, we don't know that at this point. I mean, at this point,
they definitely don't need to see him.
Keep your kids away from these potential dudes.
Sneak out in the darkness like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. They happen to see.
Let him come after they go to sleep.
Sneaking out.
There you go. And he leaves in the morning before the kids wake up.
There you go.
Sneak your ass.
Yes, no. No children should see. I have a daughter, and your baby don't need to see some dude creeping out your room.
Real quick.
Yeah. But again, he shouldn't even be in the room. We're not even talking about being in the room.
He shouldn't be in the room. He shouldn't be at the carnival. Anywhere. He shouldn't be in the car, in the trunk. No. He needs to stay away from everybody for a good minute to give those
babies a chance. So basically, you're
telling
this dude to just leave the situation alone.
I mean, my first choice would be you can be her friend, and I would, far
but
as
you
kids
just said
and family,
you can't be that.
Far as kid, no, I said leave the children alone. And far as the kids are concerned, her and her husband need to deal with those children. He don't need to see those kids. If he wants to be her friend, be her friend. Don't deal with her kids. Leave the kids out of it. The kids are going through enough with the divorce. They don't need some outside dude, whether he has good intentions or not, to deal with them. Their father needs to deal with them. Their biological dad.
Damn it, Gina. I agree with that.
Now, check it out. Now, say if the guy's been around for, okay, they've gotten divorced, right?
Uncle Mark?
Yeah, Uncle Mark.
Don't go down that road.
Uncle Marquise. Marquez. Uncle Marquez.
Now, like, if he's put in time with the young lady, but like, so, let's just say 8-9 months after the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he's put in time, then now maybe it's time to ease on into, you know.
But being, that's what I'm saying. I didn't mean do that from fucking day one.
You didn't say that, young.
I didn't say that, but I'm saying that now. I'm not saying. You know, okay, hey, you know, you just signed your divorce papers yesterday. Let's get the kids in the car and go to Ocean City. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying in the process of what you're doing, you know, but even still, even with that much time pass, be careful how you approach it.
Right.
And be careful how you interact.
He wanted a number, and I think across the board, you said 2 years, correct me if I'm wrong. I said 3. He wanted a specific number. I mean, I initially didn't have it, but if I had to pick one, it would be 3 years. I say 3 years, and by that 2.5 year mark, then you can start seeing the kids. Because then she's sure the relationship is over with her husband. Everything is done. The divorce papers are signed, and there is no going back. And then when you're certain, you can start incorporating the children, but not until then. Otherwise, that's just going to be a mess for everybody.
I say, yeah, the most. I mean, come on.
Come on, Mark. You still have, like, feelings and emotions. And this was someone you were married to for years. You gave your life. She had your babies. Mm-hmm. You loved her with your entire being. And now it's over. You think that's just going to be okay? I know people who took a year just mourning over the relationship. Took another year having bad relationships just to get comfortable.
That was a woman?
It was a man.
I'm surprised.
It was men. And, you know, they think he was vocal? Well, you know, people feel comfortable talking to me, so.
I mean, I didn't necessarily want to. I mean, because I need to know.
It was Frankie Beverly?
Uh-huh.
No. Why?
Okay.
Wait. I don't know. I was just messing.
They're different songs, but yeah, okay, I get you. Okay.
It's fun to stay at the bar.
But no. But yes, that's my take on it.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like I missed something, so I can't. I think three years is too long.
You didn't miss anything. You basically got the same. You're good. I agree, I guess
it takes some people a little longer. I mean, you know, a year to 3 years.
And at the end of the day,
let's be friends and let that shit happen organically.
Pretty much.
Mm. Sometimes you find your way back to somebody.
And sometimes you realize that it's not for you.
Right.
It's,
and sometimes
you really should move on.
Cut your ties and move the fuck on, son.
There you go.
Sometimes it's like that.
Hey.
So I can't, I mean, I'm not going to put any time limit on it because I can't.
Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on the individual.
Yep. And the situation.
And why they broke up too.
Mm-hmm. And why didn't they try and work through their misunderstanding, like when it was initially happening? Mm-hmm. Like something about that doesn't sit well with me. So.
Yeah. A lot of variables, like they always are.
Let me pushing that mic back.
I gave my answer a long time ago.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully that helps, sir.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
He's confused as fuck.
Pretty much. Why did I call that
show? We tried. That's the best we could do.
Sorry, dude.
We tried it.
So, moving on to today's topic. Actually wanted to do this topic last week, but with Queen not being here, I chose to move this one back. So, listen, I do apologize. I hope this wasn't time sensitive for you, but I definitely wanted everybody to be here to chime in on this one because it was a good one. Simple, quick, to the point, not as convoluted as some questions can be. But plain and simply, can you really get good relationship advice from a single person?
I don't see why not. Sometimes, I mean, a single person, it's not like we've never been in a relationship before. And sometimes when you're on the outside looking in, you have more, you know, your vision is like 20/20. You can see stuff. So I don't see why not. That's the same thing to me. Like, and I know all the parents in the room are going to be like, "Arr." But it's like when a parent says something about their child and speaking as a person that doesn't have a kid, it's like, oh, you can't speak on that because you don't have any opinion. You can't have an opinion. You don't have a kid. Motherfucker, I was a child. I can read and I can see. So, of course, I do have an opinion on goddamn everything. I have an opinion on everything.
That's
so,
right.
That's for sure.
Yes. Well, one thing's for certain, two things for sure. I have an opinion. So, yeah, absolutely. Just being single, that doesn't mean you don't have an opinion on something. You might be able to have some insight or maybe a past relationship that, you know, you can call back on and be like, oh, I remember. Ugh. You know, don't do that.
I kind of agree. And then again, I have to really check my sources, when it comes to that single person.
That means that's just
because
be wrong.
I'm gonna look when you give me your take on a situation. I'm gonna think about what
shit.
The fuck. No, right? I'm not saying that.
Not me, but. Yeah. I'm just saying some random person.
Whoever's giving. Yeah.
Not
whoever's,
me.
Whoever. I mean personally.
No, not you. Not you.
Because you know I know. No.
I know you know
I'm
everything.
I'm with you, bitch. Yeah.
And you're the one. But I'm going to think about the person that's giving me the advice and all the shit that I've seen them go through. You know, so I'm gonna listen. Now, whether I hear you or not, it depends. It depends. Especially if you're giving me some good advice. If you're telling me that, well, maybe he isn't ready, maybe she isn't ready or something, and you're giving it to me, and I think that it's some good advice, I'm going to listen, whether you're single or not. And even if you're single and you're telling me as a married person what I should be doing, I might listen to you. I'm like, okay, you could be right. That doesn't mean I'm going to do it, but I'm going to listen to you. I am going to listen. Right. That's what I'm going to do.
I think to piggyback on what Doc said, and he's pretty much going down the road I was going. You can listen, you can get advice from a single person, but just like anything else, just know the source. Like Doc said, you know the person that you're getting this advice from. Are they single because of them doing some of the foolish shit in relationships or what have you? You probably don't want to. Same reason why you probably wouldn't want to get financial advice from someone that's you know, bankrupt or someone who, you know.
Broke.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Bankruptcy.
You know, you just kind of want to know the sources, where it's coming from. And, you know, because a person that's single may have been in a relationship, that doesn't mean automatically, like, okay, they're qualified. You know, a lot of people that aren't are jaded, and they're going to give you, you know, views from, you know, you have the people that are going to give you the, I'm single, so I want you to be single advice. So everything they're going to tell you is, nah, fuck that. Don't get in there. Don't trust them. You know, there's a phone number in his pocket. I don't care if it say Pizza Hut or not. That could have been a bitch on another line. You know, so you have that person. So, you know, you have to just be careful. Just know your source.
Right, right. And then, you know what? I like to get advice from people that say, you know what? I've been through that. And this is what I did. The blase, blase, blase. This is what I did. Now, if I were you right now, this is what I would do. You know, and then that way you can hear both sides. Right. And most people like that are logical people. And then you're like,
hey, you know, I think this is the most that you and I have agreed on the topic. Because that was the next where I was going, where I like to hear someone to say, like you said, I've been through that, and this is what I did, and that's what fucked me up. So don't do that.
Right, right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because now you can see the mistake that was made, and they can steer you clear from it, as opposed to, oh, I'm loud and I have a voice, so let me just scream at you what you exactly. shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. But, oh, by the way, I fucked my relationship. I'm not going to tell you that part of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to tell you not to do it, because it's so easier to just blame and point the finger at the other person exactly. and not have their side of the story. So someone that's able to own their mistakes, you know, that's usually a good source.
Well, you guys took all the good stuff. But I would say take all advice with a grain of salt. People have good intentions, and they don't sometimes mean to, for lack of a better word, fuck up your relationship. And sometimes it can. I kind of agree with everyone, you know, little bits and pieces. I would take all of it with a grain of salt. I take it, I process it, I use what applies to me. I purge what doesn't. And I would just be really careful with the information. Do I think a single person can? My initial thought was not really, but I'm kind of on the fence. I definitely think that a single person can give advice based on how you guys described it. I also think that a single person who, you know, have gone through trials and tribulations can have a lot to offer. So I would just take it with a grain of salt, and I would really be careful with what you apply. And before making major decisions, you need to talk to your husband and wife before you just grasp what this person said and just apply it to your life. So in reference to the question, yes, I do think a single person.
You lost me on that last part.
What else? Yeah, I was going to say, yo.
Talk to your husband and wife.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Well, I mean, communication is key, is what I'm basically saying.
I mean, if you're asking for other people's advice, there's something wrong with the situation, so.
Then you need to, that's probably what you need to address.
Break this down to the lowest terms. So, I'm married to you.
Yes.
Damn it, Gina.
Yes.
For the people that can't see us. I'm married to you, and we're beefing right now.
Okay.
I go to Queen for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Queen gives me advice. I should come back to you and confirm it?
No.
Okay, that's when you lost me. You said go back to your husband and wife. I'm like, that's the motherfucking problem right there.
Let me come back. What I'm basically saying is that I'm going to take the information.
Consistent feedbacker. I'm sorry.
Consistent drinker. take the feedback. And I mean, take the advice and take your time, really think about what's being told to you, and apply to your life what applies and delete what doesn't. You just have to be careful. What I'm basically saying, you have to be careful with advice, because you just don't know people's
true. That's what the fuck you should be doing. Period.
Yeah, true.
I mean, come true. On, man.
I want to add one more little tidbit. I like to listen to older people.
Okay.
Older people seem to have advice that, I mean, a young person can give you advice, a young single person, or older single person. But I like to listen to older people when it comes to advice.
Everybody doesn't have somebody older in their life.
But even with that, I still say know your source.
No, I know what you...
Because it could be an old pimp nigga that never wanted to get married in the first place.
Right. True.
Like, hey, young blood, yeah, man, fuck that bitch, man. You know them bitches ain't here for nothing but motherfucking...
Well, I can see...
And tell you all that bullshit.
Yeah,
so you don't want to take that old dude's advice.
Okay,
all right. If I can... One word, and this is straight from your man, Big B. If in that person's advice it's filled with a lot of cliches, I would say don't listen to that person.
And negativity.
Right.
I mean, just forget the negativity for now. But just if they come at you with a whole bunch of just cliché-ic shit and a whole bunch of rhyme and reason shit and a whole bunch of, you know, if he gonna make you an option, don't make him a priority. Oh, if it's filled with a whole bunch of that buzz, my bus is coming. I gotta go. Even though you got a car, just say your bus is coming.
If the pussy was cold, it was old, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that one either. That's what you get when you go to old people. So watch out for that shit too. I don't know what I said about rhyming, but I said cliche.
Know your source. I think at the end of the day, I agree with that. Right. Above all,
I'm just saying, single people, we got some shit to say too.
Yes.
Just because we're single, that don't mean shit. We still have opinions,
and you've still had experiences.
We still watch TV. We watch TV. Mm-hmm. We know what's up. We look at Facebook.
Uh-oh.
We look at Twitter.
She got the tape off.
We look at Twitter. We watch shows. Twitter. I mean, but seriously.
Yeah. I mean, just know your sources. When you ask somebody for advice, man, just know who you're talking to.
I mean, because some people
try to know what they've been through.
Right. Well, not just what they've been through, because some people are out there to do you harm.
Yeah.
They don't give no fucks about you.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. They want you to be at the club with them instead of being at home with your man.
True that.
You need to watch it. Yeah. So there you go.
So I would hope if you're smart enough and adult enough, you're listening to somebody that has your best interest
there you go.
At heart. Pretty much. I would hope.
Yes.
Okay, so the Big B curveball is going to come a little bit differently this time. It's not going to come against my crew. It's going to come against the person that sent this message in.
All right. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you've heard our feedback, and next week you will hear the feedback of our great listeners because so many of them are going to send in their feedback. You son of a bitches, if you don't send in feedback, I swear for God, I will find you and gut you.
Oh,
they will send in feedback, and so you'll hear that next week. But what I ask for you is, now that you've heard our official feedback, tell us what you think about our feedback.
Ah, all right.
Let's see what hangs between your legs.
Or not.
Metaphorically.
Or not.
Low rider. So that's that. Any other shout? Oh, shout outs real quick before we get out of this segment. Mr. Enrique Black with the Black Love.
That baby is a cow.
That what again? Suck the out. Black Love is taking on so many forms.
Kim Kardashian, suck out. That baby is suck out. Yo, suck out.
That's amazing.
BTG.
Congratulations.
Your Black Love post.
I know.
Suck out.
You know. Hey. You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna stop the music on this one. BTG. Suck out. I'm officially with that picture that you sent.
Some bread pudding or some banana pudding.
With that picture that you just sent in.
Suck out.
I am going to officially stop questioning you about your marital status.
Yeah. We get it. You get it now.
That is beautiful, sir.
Okay. You're married.
Right. You get it now, and a baby's coming, and your other boy is so cow.
That is.
He's so cow.
So funny.
So cow.
Great.
I hit the thumbs up.
All right. So let's get out of this segment, and we shall be right back.
Because you're so cow, and we love you so much. Yay, Dave Sturris. Thank you.
Thanks,
guys, for sending us feedback. We love you so much.
Thank you.
everybody's playing Thriller right now, right? Why not us? But it's not Thriller. It's them niggas.
It's close to midnight. Seeing a lot of niggas in the bar. Under the moonlight, they see me and it almost starts my heart. I gotta leave, but shorty hits my head before I made it. He told me freeze, and then he looked me right between the eyes. Said, your ass is mine, it's just the niggas shooting dice. And no one's gonna save you when they rob your ass tonight. It's just the niggas shooting dice. Fighting for my life and trying to get up, get up. I see the gun, Jay, and realize there's nowhere left to run. I feel nothing, I wonder why I never bought a gun. I close my eyes. Shit is just imagination, yeah. But all the while, I see police creeping from behind. They're right on time, cause it's the niggas shooting dice. I don't got a second chance, I'm gonna whip the ass tonight. It's just the niggas in the night. I'm fighting for my life to beat them niggas, niggas. The niggas not falling, their mouth starts to talk in the lies they make. There's no escaping the curse from the laws and crime. It's the end of their lives.
The nigga smell is in the air, the funk of dirty cornrow hair. Big Mike, look, look, and all of them gonna ask to borrow a dollar again. And though you tell them you only have a five, your body starts to shiver. Cause no old regular dude get past a begging ass nigga. That was painfully funny.
Boy, I forgot all about that joint.
I wish I had to.
That was awesome.
Ooh, Lord.
Lord. Boy, you were way back in the day with that joint.
I had to dig that one out. I saved that one. I like to save that one for Halloween.
That was awesome. Because
everybody else is going to give you the Thriller. They're going to give you the... But you know, we give you them niggas.
Every week. Oh, my God. Mm. Wow. I forgot all about that.
So awesome.
Damn it, Gina. Two fingers, one finger.
Let's see. I give one finger to breast cancer. Not because it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but because there are so many people out there that are fighting it. There's so many survivors. And even though it hasn't impacted my family personally, I know it impacts a lot. And yeah, exactly.
Can I add to that?
You sure can.
I know it's kind of cute to kind of say, you know, I see like a lot of the guys jump on board and say save the tatas and all that. Hey guys, don't forget you have breasts too and you get breast cancer too.
This is true.
So
yes.
Yeah.
Don't forget about your own.
How about that?
Breasts. But yeah, it you know, as of late definitely stood out a lot more. And like I said, it hasn't impacted my family, but it impacts a lot. So one finger to breast cancer. I will give two fingers to the survivors. you know, there's so many people out there that's fighting it, like I said before, and survived and can live to tell about it. So that's my one finger, two finger.
Sure. Queen.
Yo. It's going to sound like I'm copying, but it is one finger to cancer. And, you know, for taking people, you know, from all forms of cancer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not just breast cancer. We're talking prostate. We're talking pancreatic. We're talking just cancer, period. One finger to cancer for taking people. And I can speak from experience for taking people that I love, you know, so one finger to that. Two fingers to the people that are still here, that are still fighting, and that are still doing what they do, right, whether it's cancer or just your life, you know, just every day, whatever you're going through. Know that there's people here that love you and that they're supporting you. Mm-hmm. So if you need to reach out, reach out. So two fingers to those people that are still here and Amen. Love you. We're here for you. Reach out.
Absolutely.
Monsieur Dr. L.
Let me see. Two fingers to my ND crew. Big B, Shawnee, Gina.
Damn it, Gina.
I just
are we
like
ever going to tell anybody your real name?
Or are you gonna stick it? It's not Gina?
I don't even think Mark knows my real name.
I was going to say it's not Gina. Okay, we'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
I like to see, anyway, I like to see the little personal texts that come in. Like, oh, Gina said something. No, it's...
Okay.
One day you guys are going to find out a real name and be like, oh shit, I thought the whole time.
Her name is Susie? What the fuck?
It's Karen? Oh my God. Yeah.
God damn it. I don't know her at all. I don't know the YouTube show at all.
I just like to say, man, every week when we gather around and we discuss what we discuss, what we talk about, it kind of picks me up because, to be honest with you guys, when I come in here on Monday evenings, Monday nights, I'm on fumes. But
mm-hmm. And not just the ones that come out that can.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I love you guys. And one finger to that motherfucker that was sitting in the goddamn parking lot when I pulled in, and it's dark as hell, and he's sitting on a goddamn curb, and I almost ran over him. I swear to God.
The one for the white of his socks.
Yeah, when his feet went up in the air. And that's the only time I saw those socks, too. Dude, get some reflective gear.
Or just get not sit on the motherfucking curb.
Yeah, a flashlight or something, dog. I'm telling you. I can't do no time, man. So I'm going to keep on going if I ran over your ass. But get some lights, dog.
Dubs.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
One finger for me. I'm just going to put it in general. One finger for hatred. Hatred sucks. Even though you should embrace it because they're probably hating on some shit that they wish they had. Hatred sucks. Mm-hmm. So one finger for hatred. Two fingers for something that I kind of went back and forth about talking about. I hope I'm not putting anybody's business out there. I hope you guys don't take it as I'm downing anybody, because I'm not. But I want to give two fingers to our listeners. Even though I know a lot of you listen to a lot of other shows, that's not what's important. You guys listen to us and you support us in the ways that you can. Even though at times and time we'll jump on you about wanting to hear more from you. It's just about us wanting to be closer to the people that listen to us. But we thank you guys. We, you know, even though we don't know you, we can't see you, the numbers are there. We thank you for listening. We thank you for being involved. There's shows that are going through it right now that they're just going through it for whatever reason they may be going through it for. And thank God, you know, that you guys are here for us and you guys are helping us pull through. So definitely 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 fingers to y'all, man. You guys are keeping us here. You're keeping us afloat. Not only by the ones that send in money to keep us on air, but to the ones that just send in, even if it's just a little one line, hey, y'all, I appreciate y'all. Hey, I'm following y'all because I heard your show. I appreciate y'all, what you do. Love what y'all do. That shit goes a long fucking way. There's nothing like being appreciated. I mean, all of us get up and go. We go to work every day and we bust our ass and can't even get a fucking attaboy from your boss for going above and beyond what you do, or just for fucking not calling out sick or whatever. But, you know, we do this show and it's a labor of love, like I said. And just to get the thanks and to get the shout outs and the good looks and the thank yous are amazing. So,
hey, I want to give a shout out to all my boys on the job. James, Alton, Rail, Allen, all my boys that I turned on to the show to be having that joy blasted in the morning when
hello.
I pulled up.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you so
they,
much.
They giving us much love. They a little
welcome.
Scared. They a little scared.
Baby, don't be scared.
All
what
right.
Was that Alton? Was that his name?
Alton.
Hey, Alton, I'm singling you out, dog.
Uh-oh.
Send some feedback in next week, Alton.
Okay.
You sound
okay.
like a feedback type nigga. Go ahead.
And
send
he
some
is.
Feedback.
He is. And
Queen,
he
matter
is.
Of fact, we didn't even tell. Where can they send in feedback or voicemails?
Please, Alton, baby. Baby. Alton.
Oh,
sweetheart, I'm talking to you.
How the fuck did you switch to Corona?
Oh.
I ran
you know what? hey, don't be fucking on my shit to Alton.
I know, right?
Right.
I'm saying the blue bull disappearance was more important than Alton right now.
You just noticed petite and dainty.
He hides
watch,
it.
Watch this.
No,
he hides it behind the computer. So it's not until I come to the side I see what goes on.
Oh, okay. I noticed
oh, yeah,
that
so
long
that
time
was
ago.
Just getting out of the refrigerator. Yeah, I was like, whoa, okay. That's different.
That was so the way I did it. Talk to Alton. Talk to Alton. He needs to be talked to.
Alton, baby, if you have any feedback, and I'm talking to you, when you're out and about, there's something on your mind, Alton. I know it. I feel it. Send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com, baby. Or go to your phone. Pick that joint up and say, you know what? Let me put in 202-750-1437. Alton, I'm looking at you, sweetheart.
Hey, Alton, I sent you out for all of that. If you let
I'm
me down,
saying,
I swear
Alton.
For Lord, if you don't know how we're going to talk about you next week for
if
being
we
a
remember.
Sucker, a punk for somebody, we're going to remember because I'm writing it
well,
down.
We,
I'm putting
okay.
it on the
I was
poster.
Saying, are we going to remember
I'm putting
this?
On the
I
computer
swear,
right
I probably
here.
Won't.
I will talk about you so bad, so you're going to have to move out the hood. So
Alton,
you
what you look like?
You better respond
you
to all that sexiness coming
single?
At you.
You trying to get Mark? Are you trying to give him some advice? Because really, you don't want to take advice from him. So go ahead and send in that feedback, Alton, and, you know, get it from me or damn it, Gina, or even your man, Big B.
Yeah.
You don't want it from, you don't want relationship advice from Mark. Alton, baby, you don't
Alton,
want
Alton, you might want advice on how to get with this voice you're hearing right now. No, we're not right now. What you just got finished hearing.
Hello.
Alton, don't do that shit. Alton.
She walked right into
Alton,
it.
Alton, do not make me change your name to Alton. That sexy voice you well, my that's some shit too. That beautiful female
I
you just
it.
Heard.
You should.
She said, my
at
voice
you.
Is sexy too.
But to the ladies. No doubt.
Big up my boys, man.
Shout out. We are entertained. Good luck for that follow on Twitter.
Oh my.
Shoot from the hip. Good luck on that follow from on Twitter. I need to hear from y'all too. I'm shouting y'all out. That means I need to hear from you. Hey, can I one more? I'm sorry. I'm gonna get these last couple. Mad shouts for the jump in. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I got a couple messages from some of y'all on Miss Letitia from the Pisces Life for jumping in last week and filling on that hood time.
Yeah,
this corner.
Anytime you need a Jaylen, baby. Sorry. I don't know the words. I wasn't here for that. I wasn't here for that. Sorry.
I can do it. That's why we should attempt.
How about I do the I know that part.
Shout out to Eva Lumpfer.
What?
Lumpfer. It just fucking matter.
Okay.
Lumpfer?
What?
Eva Lumpfer.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the follow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I hope it's not a porn site.
You're looking out.
And man, shouts to Hot One Entertainment. We working for that follow on Twitter. All that good shit. Hope you guys love and appreciate what you hear, man. If you need what, let us know what you want to hear more of. Let us know what you want to do Alton. Without.
There you go.
Alton.
Who else was that on that list, Doc?
James Allen.
James.
What was the dude that only gave his prison number 167253?
Oh, baby, you too.
Oh, that was real.
That was real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, real.
Real?
Yeah.
Y'all, what James? Y'all know about real?
I don't know.
I don't know. James sound like he around the way.
I didn't even know you worked with real, dog.
Yeah, I work with real, man.
How long you been working with real, dog?
A real long time.
I don't know if I want to ask that. That's just.
Just say a real long time.
There you
go. A real long time.
There you go.
A real long time. Damn it. Shit.
On a serious note, I am trying to organize a homeless outreach for men in the next few weeks, and I would love it if my IDS family could be there.
Now it's in my glass.
I know. Now there's nothing in my glass.
Now what was in my glass?
But yes.
That is now in my bloodstream.
Exactly. Right, how about that? But yes, it is coming up in the next few weeks. And I would really love it if you guys could participate. Whether it's, I really need people's time.
You need to send out some information. Right, don't just be like, I mean, don't just be like in the next couple. I mean, give me a date.
I'm only putting it out there right now because you guys haven't heard anything yet. So. Relax.
You have a date?
I do, but I want to make sure.
Okay, so when you get a finished product,
I wanted to give you guys a heads up now.
Stop
this
all
is
that teasing. Damn it, Gina.
That's what I do, baby. So what I'm saying
tease
is.
Tease Mr. Rail for me right now.
Ah.
Y'all.
I'm sorry?
Y'all remember Rail?
Rail?
Rail.
Uh-oh. A part of the group from Mark? I'm confused.
Y'all remember Rail? Chicka. He now works for Mark. Now I need a dish. This Rockefeller for life. This Rockefeller for life. Stop the singing career. This Rockefeller for life. I pulled my parts with the honey's haul. It's gotten even worse now that. It's one of the dopest songs ever. Like a letter, y'all, the 9-8 find me straight. What else? Can't complain about my financial state. What else? I guess tomorrow knows. I run through chicks like borrowed clothes. I'm the type of nigga your father opposed. Never test Jay, follow the codes. Essay, on my best day, I'm like God with a flow. Bless me. Baby, why are you chasing that man? Y'all remember Rail? That he can't love you like I can. It's Rail. Guess you'd rather chase instead of feeling what's real inside. Alton, don't get showed up. And I hope you realize. Y'all gonna get to morning, get to work in the morning, and Rail gonna be singing.
What you look at? Better come and get some. You remember?
But you know what? Actually, Rail a nice little rapper, too.
Is he?
I'll tell you, I'll stop faking.
Come on, Rail, and get some.
Oh.
Yes. Oh,
the song was playing.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You talking to Rail?
Mm-hmm. What do you look like?
Tomorrow.
Take a picture of him.
Oh, he like, oh,
I thought you wanted Alton.
No, I'm talking about for her.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mark, is Rail cute? I just want to see how you going to answer that.
He didn't like that.
I was going to say.
He fine as a motherfucker.
If Brian was sitting right there, you might have got it. You know.
He fine as a motherfucker.
I know. Doesn't it look good?
His work pants be nice and tight.
He's quite elegant.
Dog is.
Oh,
You're not gonna trick me, boy.
My face those changed khakis, real quick. He was like, what?
Son, those khakis are delicious.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
You working those.
You gonna eat your cornbread. Can you bend over and get that piece of paper I dropped?
All right, listeners, you have your marching orders. You know what? Oh, look, I ain't even gonna get on.
I'm gonna go back to a shout out about mobile. Cause I'm like, I mean, we've been following each other for a while. B, he's probably been following you for a while. I'm like, finally, your voice.
Hey, he now Greek. Lets us know who he is. Come
M
on, mobile.
Greek.
Come on, man.
It's nice.
Take over that spot. Be that feedback.
Consistent caller needs to up her game and come back.
No, her name is no longer consistent caller. Her
occasional caller.
She has not been on, what, 3 weeks? You are no longer consistent caller.
She might be in rehab.
And that's where our show ends today.
Oopsie.
I made a poopsie.
All right. So we have to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Before we lose any more listeners. And as always... In closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house.